No one knows why so many people died in an outbreak of Spanish flu that occurred in 1918. Many assume the war or lack of medical care weakened people. Others thought the virus itself was more dangerous. UW-Madison researcher Yoshihiro Kawoka has been studying flu viruses for two decades in hopes of putting together the pieces of one of medicine's biggest puzzles.
By solving the mystery, we should be able to cope with future pandemics like this.
Kawoka and other researchers have some clues as to why the 1918 outbreak was so bad. Their findings, published in the latest issue of Nature magazine, point to a single gene. This gene helps flu get into host cells. It's also believed to make the virus worse by causing inflammation and lung damage when the body's immune system goes into overdrive. Other researchers believe the gene killed people because it enabled the virus to make more of itself and spread rapidly. The 1918 virus doesn't exist anymore, so researchers who wanted to study it had to recreate it. Concerned that it might be as deadly as the first, scientists used specially protected labs so the virus they engineered wouldn't escape. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.